You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The Advent passage today is from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. You see that the prophet Isaiah figures very prominently in our Advent meditations, at least especially in this first week, when we look at some of the most beautiful prophecies in the Old Covenant, pointing to the coming of the Messiah, pointing to the promises of God for his people, and not only for his people, but for the entire world, which is why Isaiah prophecies have such a prominent place in the Advent meditations and reflections of the Christian people. This first, this passage from Isaiah chapter 2, notice that so many of the verbs are in the future tense. And that is really pointing to the promise, to a future that is not, it is certain to come, but we do not know when it will actually take place. It shall come to pass in the latter days. And notice that the promise is of all the peoples coming up the mountain, which is a symbol for the Torah, the Word of God. And finally, all the nations recognize that God is the giver of all truth, the source of all wisdom, and in him alone is to be found everlasting life. And so it shall come to pass that all the nations shall flow and come up to the mountain. And they will all say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. The passage contains a classic formulation of the promise of peace, very famous. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their swords and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. In 1986, I had a chance, part of my formation year in the Servants of the Word was to spend time in the U.S. And I also had relatives in New York City, and I took the chance, of course, with my brother's agreement, I took the chance to visit my relatives. And when I got to New York City, of course, I was given a tour of the landmarks, and we went to the United Nations building. And as we stood on the sidewalk, gazing at the building, and I looked at a sign in front of the UN building, I saw, to my amazement, this verse from Isaiah, that they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. I was surprised that a secular organization like the UN would quote from scripture. But then, of course, I realized that what Isaiah prophesies is a universal aspiration, a hope of all men and women, that the time will come when war will be a thing of the past forever. And of course, we know that this, from a human standpoint, if we were to strive for this on our own, and the UN is an example of this, all our human efforts by ourselves would come to no avail. There would be no end to war. There would be no end to conflict. And the peace that we all aspire for, and which Isaiah prophesies, is something that only God can deliver. And we know that he has delivered it in the person of the Prince of Peace whom he has sent. He has achieved it by the offering of his son on the cross. That peace also can be given to the hearts of men and women even now through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so only the Trinity can offer us the peace that we are all longing for. And in this Advent season, we do open our hearts to that peace. And we also believe that God will accomplish this promise once and for all. Like I said, we do not know when this will be achieved in the future when Jesus comes again, but we know for sure that he will come again.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.